We're going to return to the subject of the way things used to be when maybe you were a kid and everybody in school went home for lunch. Mom was waiting in the kitchen. The peanut butter and sandwich folded over and the glass of milk was on the kitchen table. Well, fewer and fewer homes are run that way these days, it would seem. A letter from officials with the Toronto District School Board has some parents fuming. The letter asks parents to keep their kids home during lunch hour, please. But as we say in radio, tone is everything. In just a moment, we'll hear from a mother who resents both the tone and content of the letter. But first, you be the judge. Here's part of that letter to parents from school superintendent Rhoda Dickinson. Quote, it is expected that children will go home for lunch. This provides a change of pace in their day and serves as a refresher for the afternoon program. We realize, however, that in some cases it is absolutely necessary for students to remain at school during lunch hour. For these students, schools provide a supervised lunchroom program. And then the letter goes on to talk about the dent that lunch hour makes in the TDSB budget. Quote, when teacher aides are used for luncheon supervision, fewer are available to assist with students in the classroom. Your assistance in having your child eat lunch at home, unless absolutely necessary, that phrase again, will result in less time and money being used for lunchroom supervisors and more time being used in the classroom directly helping students. As I said, that letter was sent home recently to parents in the Toronto District School Board. The subtext would seem to be, well, cafeteria folks, feed your own children. At least one parent resents both the content and the tone of this letter and the way lunch hour has been handled at her school in particular. Here's Maureen Holloway, mother of a grade 3 student at Howard Public School, speaking to the CBC's Mary Weens.
I had never heard of that before. In all, how many years have I been sending children to school at the Toronto District School Board? I guess it would be 9 years. I've never been told that the lunch program is a privilege or some sort of perk, and that the status quo is really taking your children home for lunch. The idea, according to the letter, was that we're supposed to provide some sort of decompression time, some sort of time for your child to reflect meaningfully on the events of the day. And I don't know, and perhaps, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if they had suggested prayer, because it had that kind of tone to it. And it was very preachy.
What was your reaction when you got the letter? What did you do with it?
I threw it out. I thought, oh, well, this is absolutely ridiculous. And I actually didn't stop to think that this is actually reflecting a larger philosophy. I just thought, we've had problems with the lunch program, and not only at Howard School, but I know that it's a problem in the city that there aren't enough monitors. So there is no cafeteria at my child's school. They turn the gym into a lunchroom, and I know that it's chaotic and it's pandemonium, and it's very hard to look after the children, and the whole idea is to get them in and out as fast as possible and send them outside. And I'm accustomed to this, but what really surprised me is that there shouldn't be. I mean, the idea behind this is that there shouldn't be a lunch program. Why not just say, okay, here's the problem. Now, what can we do to make it better? Could we have more parent volunteers? Could we bring pressure to bear on the school board or the trustees to find funding to do something about that? Instead, it was this really preachy, nasty tone that we have no right to expect that. I mean, what are they going to tell us now, that our kids shouldn't go to school to learn, that that's our responsibility as well? The thinking behind the letter, I think, is that, you know, where it's 1956 and there's someone at home to provide a hot, nourishing lunch, and there doesn't seem to be any understanding that in this day and age, most parents, most families have two working parents, and that's certainly the case with most of the people I know. But there didn't seem to be any acknowledgement of that.
Now tell me about the school program in particular, because there were some new rules at your school about how lunch hour should, about talking.
Well, all right, so this is where it really got ridiculous, because while I could accept the tone and the sort of gentle reprimand, not even so gentle, the sort of reprimand that I should be taking my child home, that was one thing. Then my 7-year-old son came home and said that he was told that they can't speak at all during lunch. And we said, oh, that can't be the case. Not at all. And they must be suggesting you be quiet. And he said, no, we can't talk at all. And he started to cry. So I said, look, I will look into this. And quite honestly, I tend to say, all right, well, there's probably a good reason behind most of these decisions. I have a lot of faith in you know, the system, by and large. I went to the school and asked the principal about it, and she said, well, how about I put you on to the vice principal? And deflecting whatever, you know, wrath I was about to bring to the situation. So I sat down with the vice principal, And he informed me that, yes, that was the case, and it was for the children's safety.
No talking during lunch.
No talking whatsoever. And I said, well, how do you enforce this? And he said, well, if they talk, they come to my office. So basically, you're punished for talking. Now, I don't know about you. I'm assuming that, like me, your dinner hour is an opportunity for everybody in the family to talk. That is really important. The next day, my husband called the principal, and she said, well, there would be an announcement on Monday, so obviously a number of other parents were upset. I don't know which ones. I was so angry, I didn't even bother stopping to see if I was going to get any support from any of the other parents. But I cannot believe that they thought they could do this.
Given taking those two things, the letter, this no talking rule, what's your sense of the attitude about lunch hour?
Well, I'm alarmed because to me school isn't just classrooms. School is a small sort of social microcosm, and if the children aren't being encouraged to interact socially and to learn how to get along with your friends and so on, then an important part of the whole educational system is being overlooked, or the school board doesn't seem to even want that. That's the tone about it. It's like we're not supposed to expect anything from the school board or from the school. We're supposed to accept the bare minimum. And, you know, whatever happened to wanting to sell themselves and say, hey, you know, this is your school board. This is what we're doing for you. This is a great place for you, your kids to be. I'm a little alarmed about that. And it seems that every year we're getting less and less, and we're being told not to expect anything more than what we do have. Lunch program is probably just the tip of the iceberg.
Maureen Holloway is a parent of a student at Howard Public School in conversation with Mary Weens. Now we've